Santa Claus came to town. From the looks of things, he brought mostly wrapping paper and empty boxes. This is Christmas Day Monitor. I'm your host, jolly old Barry Nelson, perhaps terribly miscast. In 2 minutes, a Christmas report from Seattle, Washington. Right now, African Noel by the town choir. Pre-Christmas season in the Pacific Northwest area was so wet that a lot of people thought Santa Claus ought to give up his sleigh and run a rowboat. How do things turn out for Christmas? A report now from Jeff Schiffman of KING NBC in Seattle, Washington.
People who stay in the city of Seattle and its immediate environs have long ago given up singing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. Snow is not usual in this part of the country, and this Christmas day is no exception. But while we are not having a white Christmas, we certainly are having a wet one. Something like 45 out of the last 50 days, it's rained in Seattle, including last night and part of this morning. We were beginning to believe that Santa Claus was going to forget his sleigh and come in an ark. Christmas in Seattle is a mixture of the traditional and the contemporary. This is evergreen tree territory, and most people still have the trees you get rid of after Christmas, not the plastic kind, stored in the closet all year round. In downtown Seattle this year, some of the bigger stores tried an extension of an experiment, which began 2 years ago. The decorations are pink and purple, not green and red. The stores would only explain somewhat mysteriously, the people seemed to like it. Other stores, not playing around with the Christmas colors, have still allowed their imaginations to run rampant. Where dresses used to grace the figures of the mannequins in the windows, this year they are dressed in wallpaper. And one outlet has an enormous string of lights harking back to the Paris Exposition of 1890. Seattle also has a very large Scandinavian community. The Swedes, Norwegians, and Danes have all been celebrating Christmas in their own way. One of the most delightful traditions, especially after a hard night's work of finishing the tree and putting out the gifts, is a hot mulled wine called glug. And of course, Christmas would not be Christmas in Seattle or anywhere if there was no caroling. One of the very best in this area comes from Franklin High School, the Bel Canto Choir. It's made itself heard in the Northwest and has also made a very well-received goodwill trip to Japan recently. Whether there is snow or not, whether the decorations are pink and purple, even if there is rain, Seattle still has no trouble saying Merry Christmas. This is Jeff Schiffman in Seattle, reporting for Monitor.
Christmas all across the country, and last night it might have been described this way. Silent Night, sung by Barbara Streisand.
This is Lauren Bacall, wishing the entire world Joyeux Noël, which means Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays!
Thank you, and same to you from all of us on the Monitor Beacon. Barry Elson at 18 minutes past the hour with Christmas Monitor music by the new Christy Minstrels.
Here we come, a caroling, oh, here we come, a caroling, oh, here we come, a caroling, oh, here we come, a caroling, here we come, a caroling, a bustling so green, here we come, a wandering so fair to be seen, love and joy come to you, and to you your carol too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, may God send you a happy new year. Here we come, a caroling, so oh, here we come, a caroling, so oh, here we come, a caroling.
Love and joy come to you, and to you your carol too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, may God send you a happy new year.
Here we come, a caroling, so oh, here we come, a caroling, so oh, here we come, a caroling, so oh, caroling.
Citizens of Earth, unite, his teachings are so clear, his story and his message will soon reach every ear. The promise made by Christ and all the holy books before, make heaven on the earth and bring peace forevermore.
Love and joy come to you, and to you your carol too, thank God bless you.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
There's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home.
Take a bus, take a train, go and hop an aeroplane. Put the wife and kiddies in the family car. For the pleasure that you bring when you make that doorbell ring.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for
Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Some pumpkin pie.
From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific.
Gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
Como home for the holidays, and we're glad he made it. And here's a fellow with more spice than a mince pie, Al Capp, the talking cartoonist. Al claims to be an expert on nothing with opinions on everything, and today he has some thoughts on how to succeed. Sort of.
A beautiful and famous opera singer asked me the other day if I'd join a group of well-known citizens in a series of inspirational talks to high school dropouts. She said that she was a dropout herself and that she'd learned that I was one, and that was the first requirement of everyone in the group, which included the president of one of the nation's largest department stores, a playwright who just sold the screen rights of his first Broadway show for $300,000, the vice president of a major automobile company, two movie stars, and the producer of one of the top 10 TV shows. I told her she could count me in, and I complimented her on her brilliant scheme to eliminate future competition in all our fields from young people who had been intelligent enough to drop out of the welfare state existence of most high schools and colleges and who had dropped into our fields and who, in no time at all, would be breathing on our necks unless we stopped them. But I pointed out one risk we were taking. When all of us who were successful in our fields, largely because we dropped out of school and into the fields themselves, several years before non-dropouts could, when we urge other little dropouts to do what we were smart enough not to do, mightn't they be smart enough to see through our scheme to eliminate them as competition? But she hoped that the young dropouts would. And you know something? I'm afraid they will. This is Al Capp advising all you talented young cartoonists to go back to school and study anthropology and not bother me. Speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
Al Capp and his advice to young people. Do with it what you will. Hear Al every weekend here on Monitor.
Silver bells all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bring me good cheer. Ding, young and old, rock and the bold. Ding, dong, ding, dong, that is the song. Ding, dong, ring, dong, carolling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they sound, ring, ring, dong, ring, 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 ring,
Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians with the Carol of the Bells. Heard on monitor all across the country. In Shreveport, Louisiana, that means station KRMD. And for all the stations, a little winter wonderland here, courtesy of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops. Barry Nelson for Monitor, letting an old friend of the family get the last word in here.
This is Bob, where there's life hope, and I hope there's a lot of happiness and joy in your life this Christmas season.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hear all the thrills of the American League Football Championship game next Sunday on the NBC Radio Network.
This is Dr. Joyce Brothers.
This is Mimi Benzel.
And this is Sterling Yates, sending you a season's greetings from WNBC.
I love those J-I-N-G.
From WNBC, New York.
December 25th at 25 minutes before the hour. That date ring a bell with anybody? A jingle bell, of course. Christmas Day Monitor, bringing you something in the spirit of the holiday and entertainment by Cook, LaFran, and Ollie, old favorites. And that begins right after Percy Faith describes the season in music. Happy holiday, and I go along with that. I'm Barry Nelson. Players made up of Kukla, Fran, and Ollie bring us their version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
All righty, folks. Francis, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kukla? Yes, I'm ready, Ollie. Well, now, let's all stand very straight. That's a good girl. Kukla, you're not standing straight.
Okay, here.
Fine, good. Now, we breathe very deeply, remember. We need lots of breath on this song. Remember that. Fill your diaphragms good and full. And shall we start? Let's go, shall we?
The first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. The second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. The third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
That was very good. Now. Go on, Ollie, come on. The fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five gold rings, four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Now, I know. Listen, kids, you're not standing up straight enough. You must stand straight to get this song right now.
All right.
Come on, Ollie, it's my turn. All right, Kukla, come on. Hold it in. That's it. All right, take a deep breath. I can't hold it in and take a deep breath at the same time. Kukla.
Let me do it my own way, will you?
All right.
The sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. The seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Now, everyone stand back, please. Here we go now. The eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves. You see how easy it is, really, when you...
Go on!
And a partridge in a pear tree.
The ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine drummers drumming, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves.
Bravo!
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Excellent, Francis. Now, Kukla, come on.
All right. The tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten pipers piping, nine drummers drumming, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five gold rings, four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves.
See, Kukla, you didn't...
Oh, never mind. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Now, don't be silly, Kukla.
The 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 ladies dancing, 10 pipers piping, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle
doves. Go, Fran, go!
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Now, this last one takes a great deal of control from the diaphragm.
Diaphragm, Ollie.
Well, no matter what it is, it takes a great deal of control. All righty. This is very serious now. Here we go. I have to fill my bellows. The 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 lords a-leaping, 11 ladies dancing, 10 pipers piping, 9 drummers running, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-leaping, 5 gold rings, 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Bravo! And a bravo to Fran Allison and those creations of Bert Tilstrom, Kukla, and Ollie.
touch hands on Christmas morning. Touch hands and thank the Lord.
When you gather on Christmas morning, touch hands and thank the Lord. When you gather on Christmas morning,
touch hands on Christmas morning.
Touch hands and thank the Lord. Christmas turkey,
touch hands
and thank the Lord. As you're fixing a Christmas turkey,
touch hands
on Christmas morning,
touch hands
and thank the Lord.
Pray that with tomorrow, the plow will bury the sword.
Touch hands on Christmas morning,
touch hands
and thank the Lord.
When you're sitting in chapel praying, touch hands and thank the Lord. When you're sitting in chapel praying, touch hands on Christmas morning. Touch hands and thank the Lord. Pray that with tomorrow, the plow will bury the sword. Touch hands on Christmas morning. Touch hands and thank the Lord. Touch hands on Christmas.
Mike Douglas, touch hands on Christmas morning, and hear a greeting on Christmas afternoon from a famous musician.
Hello, everyone. This is Benny Goodman. I just want to take a few seconds here on monitor to extend a personal wish for a happy Christmas time and a healthy and successful 67.
And we're with you, Benny Goodman, on the monitor beacon.
WNBC, New York.
Monitor music by Guther Coleman and the chorus, Wish Me a Rainbow.
Wish me a rainbow and wish me a star.
Wish me a rainbow.
moment, an Orange Bowl report from Bobby Dodd of Georgia Tech. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm, the world's largest car insurance company.
How do, Dave Garraway here. The people at State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, have given me this minute to review some new records. Not the ones that you hear in the top 10, but smash hits being made on the streets and highways of our country. Grim sounds, these featuring shiny cars as instruments of destruction and death. Played to the tune of billions of dollars and 49,000 lives last year. Although there is a vast network of State Farm agents and claimsmen across the country to bring many of these damaged cars back to life, the body shops they work with can do very little for your broken body. Sure, I know, it always happens to the other guy, right? But tomorrow, hundreds of us will become that other guy and a part of that tragic score. So it's up to you, old tiger, really. Your smash hit on the highway may be sensational, but it won't get you top billing anywhere, not even a good review. Just a fleeting note in the morning paper.
Georgia Tech plays Florida in the Orange Bowl football game on the night of January 2nd, and the contest will be aired exclusively by NBC Radio and TV. A Georgia Tech report from Coach Bobby Dodd and Monitor's Phil Schaefer of station WSB Atlanta.
Coach Bobby Dodd, your Yellow Jackets meet Florida in the Orange Bowl on January 2nd. That means you've got to stop Steve Spurrier, the Heisman Trophy winner. Now, how do you propose to do that?
I doubt seriously if we'll stop Steve Spurrier. He hasn't been stopped this year, and the only thing we hope to do is slow him down enough that we can overcome them and outscore them.
Well, Georgia Tech can almost always be found in a bowl game around New Year's Day. How do you feel about the proposal to change the system of having bowls into a system of having playoffs with college teams and then declaring one champion?
We don't feel that it's worthwhile to give up the bowl games in order to try to determine which one team in the United States is the best team. If we do it that way, there's only one team that's going to have a great season. In other words, only one undefeated team, and that will be the team that's declared the national champion. As it is now, there are many, many teams that will have great seasons. For instance, Notre Dame has had a great season. Michigan State has had a great season. UCLA or Purdue, who will win the, or Southern Cal, whoever will win the Rose Bowl game. The same down in the Sugar Bowl, the same in our bowl. So as it stands now, there will be some 8 or 10 teams that will feel like, when the season is over and the bowls have been played, that they've had a great year. And that's the way I would like to keep it.
Well, it might be hard for some of the better teams to even get in the playoff, wouldn't it? Because you would have to go as an at-large team, wouldn't you, Notre Dame?
That's correct. It would be a strange situation as to how they choose the teams to play in the so-called playoff. Also, there's the chance that we could not go because of studies. I doubt seriously if our faculty would approve it because we can't afford to miss that much school.
What about bowl games? How do they affect a boy's studies?
Not at all. We have not missed a day of school in many, many bowl games. And as of this year, we will not miss any school. It'll not affect our boys. The faculty, the administration, and the students, and all of our people at Georgia Tech think bowl games are wonderful, and we hope to keep them. As I said previously, it does not affect our boys so far as their studies are concerned.
Coach Bobby Dodd, there are some coaches now that are saying, let's drop the free substitution and get back to the limited substitution. How do you feel about this proposal?
Well, I think the rule they have now is the best they've had since 1952 when we had complete free substitution. And from the coaches that I have talked to in this area, they do not want to go back at all. They want to play the type of football we're playing today.
Coach Bobby Dodd, we wish you the best of luck in the Orange Bowl with your Yellow Jackets on January 2nd.
Thanks a lot.
And this is Phil Schaefer in Atlanta for Monitor Sports.
And you know, in addition to the Orange Bowl on January 2nd, NBC Radio and TV will air exclusive coverage of the Sugar and Rose Bowls. So make sure your set is set on NBC. Now this word about Chesterfield menthol cigarettes.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
sports news and features every weekend on Monitor. Here's Doris Day with a Christmas present. Never too late, Doris. Bring it right in.
Boxes stacked up to the ceiling, all wrapped up in Christmas feeling. Golden bells caress the mistletoe. The colors glow, red, silver, green, and blue. And this I know, this rainbow came from you. Trimmed with dew, though my heart is overflowing, loving all the love you're showing, what I'd value most would be your call to tell me when you'll be home in my arms again. The loveliest Christmas present of them all.
Caution, the National Safety Council has a reminder here. The winter months are the most dangerous of the year for railroad crossing accidents. Bad weather, closed cars, and longer hours of darkness reduce hearing and sight, the senses you need most to prevent this kind of accident. The National Safety Council says, whenever you see a railroad warning sign, slow up, be ready to stop. Keep alert, especially after those big holiday meals. Music of Andre Kostelanets on Monitor, and this is Barry Nelson, bowing out for a minute and letting another actor say his piece.
This is Robert Preston. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all Monitor listeners a very Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join Count Basie on the All-Star Parade of Bands New Year's Eve on the NBC Radio Network.
To play this game, you will need the following: radio, pencil, telephone, and postcard. All right, now you're ready to play Fortune Phone. And I'm your partner, Sterling Yates. Here are the rules of the game. Just write your name, address, telephone number, and area code on a postcard. Send it to Fortune Phone, Box 8866, Radio City Post Office, New York, New York, 10019. So get ready, get set, and listen. Monday through Friday at 10 a.m., also at 4 p.m. Fortune Phone, 660 Radio.
Maitre d', à la carte, garçon, entrée. Pardon our French, but freely translated, it means join Mimi Benzel for an eminently fashionable luncheon. Weekdays at high noon. On WNBC Radio.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
On WNBC New York.